This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
The Summer of FUBAR, sponsored by Overhang, the natural revitalizing premium beverage.
Hi, I'm Harriet Rose.
And I'm Harley Sylvester.
And we're here at a festival of no name.
Reading!
Oh my God!
Are you Reading?
Oh, that was good. FUBAR Radio, that's what's up.
revitalising premium beverage.
This is Foo Bar Radio and I'm here with Sunset Suns. Boys, how's it going? You've just got off stage. We're at Reading Festival. How's it going?
Pretty good. It was amazing. Emotional.
Cragging.
100%. Loving it.
That was a very good roundup. So what was the crowd like today at Reading?
There was absolutely fucking loads of them. Fucking get in. No, there was fucking loads of them. It was amazing. If I'm honest, it doesn't really take much. It takes a lot to fucking blow me away, and I was blown away today. Yeah, it was really good.
We were mentioning a minute ago about stage diving. Do you guys stage dive? Is that a thing? Is that a Sunset Suns thing?
I've done it once.
How did it go?
It went good. I did it backwards. It was the first time I did it this year.
Backwards?
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
I took a leap of faith, and it. But I watched a video, and I don't want to be the guy that lands on the floor because the crowd part. Never want to be that guy.
I think if I did it, that would happen. But that's probably because I'm not in Sunset Suns.
Well, 21 Pilots take the drum kit in the stage, so he's going to up his game.
Is that what's up next for you?
That's the very least of what's going to
happen. Well, if you need someone to come and hold the drum kit on in the floor, I'll do that for you.
Honestly?
Yeah, of course.
You have to pay.
No.
We're on.
This is a question I like to ask to bands at festivals, and I'm sure you've been asked a million times, but... I can feel the bass. Can you feel the bass? That wasn't my question, but it's a good question. Can you feel the bass?
Every day.
What is on your rider? What's the most important thing on your rider? And then also, what's just on your rider?
It's got to be a good whiskey or bourbon on there. That keeps us all happy.
And also, isn't the whiskey or bourbon that you got on your rider completely finished right now?
That was gone an hour ago.
I have inside information.
I had one shot.
One shot? Yeah. Okay, but you said you had one shot and then you got on stage and there was a beer.
Yeah, I had a beer, but like... Yeah, the whisk.
No,
I am.
Oh, okay. This is how we hold our booze down. Look at us.
What? Standing in a line? What's in your cup?
Just Coca-Cola.
Not bourbon. It's because it's run out. That's why.
It's bourbon. It's
guys. So you've got obviously had loads of fans there today. What's the weirdest thing or the best thing a fan's ever done for you?
Basically, I was wearing the queue for the toilet. A guy said, you don't have to queue for the toilet. You can pee in my mouth.
Oh my God, that is the record-breaking best fan story I've ever heard.
I was there, he's not lying, I was there, I stood and I watched it happen.
Did you pee in his mouth?
No, I'm not.
Of course he did.
I'm a gentleman. I wouldn't do that. But it was just, the offer was kind enough, it was just a bit weird that to be asked that.
I like the idea that it's gentlemanly not to pee in someone's mouth.
Yeah. Not on a first date anyway.
So you guys are off to Leeds tomorrow. Do you prefer Reading or Leeds?
Whoa.
Oh, I'm going there.
That's like asking which baby do you like? Reading, Leeds.
Which baby do you like?
I think today's, our set today has definitely been the highlight of the summer for me. Yeah. So if Leeds can beat it, then they'll win. But at the minute, Reading.
Are you listening, Leeds? You better smash it. This is a game we play on my radio show that I think you guys are going to like. It's called Desert Island Dicks. In that game, I get, yes, we say a lot of swear words, including dick, which is involved in this game. So I'm going to send Sunset Suns to a desert island, and I want you to pick the worst possible song that you could be stuck with on said desert island. And bear in mind that you're going to have to listen to this song a lot.
For me, it's got to be a Justin Bieber song.
See, but I think Sorry's one of the best songs of the year.
I like that one, and I like the one, your mama don't like me.
Your mama don't like it.
He wrote that with Ed Sheeran.
Guys, this isn't about songs we like.
Let's go ahead and say the Macarena.
Yes! Can you guys actually try and do the Macarena now? Gonna be a Macarena?
I don't know that one.
It would have to be Radioactive by Imagine Dragons.
That's a very sort of niche, hated song. It's not really that annoying a song.
I'm just saying. I'm only busting their balls. That's an in-joke.
Balls and dicks in one sentence. It's fantastic. So last question. What is the I like to say pre-game ritual. I know it's not a game. The music industry is very serious. But what is Sunset Sun's pre-game ritual before you go on stage?
I don't know if we should give that away.
A bit of a fist pump and then something happens after it and I like to tap Jed on the bum.
We drink a bottle of whiskey, fist bump, he taps my arse and then we just start playing. That's all.
I like the idea that I don't know what happens before that arse tap. That's a secret, what happens before the arse tap.
I just make it seem irresistible.
Well, I'm not surprised. I'm going to probably smack your bum when we leave, if that's not too weird. I mean, I'm not in the band.
That's absolutely fine.
You can do all our bums, it's okay.
That was awkward, to say the least.
Oh, I quite like it.
No, it was nice. It was nice. Well, thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us, guys. Before we go, you've got some exciting stuff coming up, and one of them is right behind you. Do you want to tell us a bit about what's coming up for Sunset Suns?
Shepherd's Bush on the 27th of October. It doesn't get much more exciting than that.
Look at that massive poster for that massive tour.
Can you all leave me with a word that describes how you're feeling today?
Buzzing.
Delightful.
Shepherd's Bush Empire. A bit pissed.
Thank you, Sunset Suns. This is FUBAR Radio. Goodbye.
Thank you, FUBAR. Should have been a doctor. Should have been a father. Yeah, am I the only one to see the sound anymore? Should have been a writer. Should have found a partner. Girl, I got wings to fly to get me on that tour. I am the only one, I am the only one she wants.
Beverage.
This is FUBAR Radio and I'm here with Sleeping with Sirens.
The
hello.
Fuck is up. What is hello. Fucking going on?
I can't believe you just said fuck.
You said we can swear. That's what
only joking. What fucking fuck? Hell.
What the fuck, dude? Fucking sorry.
You came off stage a little while ago. The crowd was absolutely fucking nuts.
Mento.
It was Mento.
Did you guys have a nice time?
Solid. It was solid.
I had a blast.
You had a blast.
It was fucking amazing. I mean, I can't even tell you right now. I mean, I'm like still chubbing a little bit, kind of.
Just. And those are some tight jeans, so you can't keep that shit hidden.
That's why I wear black.
Put a little smiley face over it, don't worry.
Yeah. I'm so. Put my hand over it.
No, you can. Yeah, just leave your hand there. Could I put my hand there? Or?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Of course.
So, tell me, how does Reading compare to Leeds?
What if I'm getting a boner? I think I'm getting hard right now.
All right, Reading to Leeds? Well, Reading's obviously bigger, and it's way cooler to play Reading last, because then you get to go home with the banger.
Oh, dropping a banger.
Reading's way better, for sure.
Yeah! That is a winning answer to my question.
No disrespect to Leeds.
So, guys, Do you like bees is the first question.
No, I fucking hate bees.
Oh, I hate bees.
I can't fucking stand them. And my last name starts with a fucking B. I can't get away from it. My dad owns a restaurant called Mr. B's Pancake House.
Oh, my God. You're living it.
With the insect, though.
Are there bees? Are there many bees in America? Or?
Oh, yeah. Everywhere. Everywhere. It would be.
Bastards.
Would
bees. We actually have a song about bees.
The would be.
The bee's knees.
The would be, the would be, the would be, the would.
That's probably why they follow you around. You probably follow you around because you write songs about
it. We wrote it when we were drunk, so. Yeah.
Tell me how English crowds compare to US ones. Are we better, worse, what's it like?
You guys have completely different accents.
Yes, that is true. That's a fact.
You guys, the girls like to pull their tits out. And I really like that. I appreciate that.
Literally never saw that in our show. And if I did, I would freak out because they're like 14, so.
Not here.
Oh, just kidding.
No.
Okay, we're a lot older here.
In America, they'd like, if you know, the cameras are panning around. And if a girl flashes the camera, they pull it away immediately. Over here, they're like, a girl dumps them out and they like zoom in on it and put it on the screen. I'm like.
Compare aerial.
Yes.
I'm sorry, guys. That's just how we roll.
I like that.
I was actually going to get my tits out in this interview, but now I feel like, well, you've already seen it enough, so I'm not going to bother. Your tits are nicer than mine anyway. And now they're going to have a little drink of beer. Moist, moist nipples.
I like this interview.
So you've got a huge, huge fan base and penises. But separate to the penises, we'll go back to that. Your fans are like crazy for you guys. What's like the typical fan like?
I have people anxiety, so I'm not really sure. But I'm going to go ahead and say that they probably know every word to every song because Killens is a big hunk.
He's hunky.
He's a hunky boy. I don't know. I think our fans, they just really, they like to come up and look at us, you know?
Yeah. They buy you presents and stuff. Do you get, like, gifts?
Oh, yeah. They do. I got, like, a whole, actually, no, my nickname is Horsey Boy. And yesterday, two girls got Horsey Boy tattooed on them.
Holy shit.
And they're girls, and they got boy tattooed on them.
I mean, that's fine, right?
I could understand getting, like, something from Kellen, but I'm the drummer.
I mean, drummers are great. Why are you downplaying drummers?
I don't know.
Don't do that. You're great.
I know. All right. I'm great. I got you.
Okay. So I'm going to do a little quick fire festival / just quick fire round questions. Foobar Radio quick fire round. Number one, wet wipes or toilet roll?
Wet wipes for sure.
Wet wipes for sure.
Beer or cider?
Beer.
Yeah. Thought so. T-shirt or vest?
T-shirt. Well, actually, it's a cutoff. Just cut the sleeves off.
That's best.
Ask me what cheese I like the most.
What cheese do you like the most?
You have to ask me the kinds of cheese, like American.
Like cheddar.
Cottage.
Okay, Beyonce or Rihanna?
Rihanna for sure. I fucking love Rihanna. I will literally marry her right now.
Portaloo or squatting?
What?
Why are you sorry for wanting to marry Rihanna? Portaloo.
More money.
No, Rihanna's. I think they probably both make a lot of money.
It's not about the money anyway.
Let me explain what a portaloo is. So in the UK, we call one of those loos that are outside. Yeah.
Porta potty. Yeah.
Porta potty. So like the things that you wee in at a festival.
Porta potty or squatting. Porta john, for sure.
Porta john. What even is that?
That's
what
we
call
it
in America. And I would rather squat in the fucking dirt. I don't even give a shit.
Wellies or flip flops.
Wellies. I'm just going to say whatever he doesn't say.
Grass or mud?
Grass, right here.
Mud.
What is that you've got in your pocket there?
Dank.
I think it's coriander.
No, it's weed. It smells
No, it's definitely, it's coriander, I think. Definitely. Yummy, fresh coriander. Umbrella or wet look?
Wet.
Wet look, for sure.
I love getting wet.
I love seeing some wet girls, you know, just running
this
around.
This is the horniest interview I've
this
ever done.
This is so sexual.
Wet.
Ketchup or mustard, guys?
Ketchup.
Mustard.
And finally, and I think I know the answer to this, Reading or Leeds?
Reading.
Yes. Last question of the day. I play a little game on my radio show called Desert Island Dicks. I wish it was Spin of the Bottle. Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
Yeah. This is where I ask you to tell me what would be the worst possible song that you could be stuck with on a desert island. And you're going to have to answer on behalf of the whole band right now.
Baha Men. Who Let the Dogs Out?
I fucking love that song. Are you kidding me?
Always.
We all love that
it's
song.
Good. Okay, Smash Mouth. What's that song by Smash Mouth? And they don't stop coming, 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 and they don't
stop coming.
Yeah, but if you listen to the YouTube version where they just loops, that's what I would hate. Na 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 na.
And they don't stop coming, and they don't stop coming.
Sleeping with Sirens. It has been an ultimate pleasure. Thank you so much for coming to have a chat with me at Fubar Radio.
I know what you meant by that pleasure comment.
Pleasure. Thank you for coming and being really dirty with me.
You're welcome.
Should we hug?
Yeah.
sick judgment of fools. I'll bury you 6 feet deep, so tired of your rules. Fuck you and your opinion. How could you be so blind? What goes around comes back around in time. You don't know shit, you don't know shit about me. You don't know shit, shit, shit. Don't know what.
Beverage.
Yo, it's Harley Sylvester doing shit for FUBAR Radio, because I love FUBAR Radio. And I'm here with 3 of 5 of White Room, who just played Reading Festival. How was it, you beautiful bastards?
It's great.
It was great.
Wonderful, wonderful gig.
Incredible. It was blistering great.
You look like you're buzzing your absolute tits off.
Yeah, well, I'm like pretty hyped up.
You're pretty hyped up? I loved it.
Start of the set.
Yeah.
Like, no, there were a few people in, and by the end of the set, it was mad. So.
It was Ramo, some would say. It was fucking awesome. And you guys just have this fucking vibe that just penetrates through ear holes. And I love it. I fucking love it. Mate, my ear holes are massively penetrated right now. You guys actually have played music together since you're young little boys, right?
Nine
years old. Nine. You three especially have been playing music together since you were 9 years old.
I was the drummer back in the day. T on bass.
This was early.
And then Jacob came along.
I came along because they kicked out their old guitarist and were like, this guy knows. Yeah.
Do you remember what your first song was that you wrote together when you were 9 years old?
Diving underwater, trying to find her, getting deeper and deeper, yeah, yeah, yeah. Something.
I mean, it's a hefty banger.
Oh, it's a hefty banger.
What did you guys want to do? Like, when you were 9 years old, what do you think you actually wanted to do? Did you want to be musicians or did you want to be anything else?
I wanted to be a chef and I wanted to be an Olympic cyclist. I wanted to be an actor. A few things.
Where did your influence actually come from? Because you've got fucking so many different little bits and bobs, sounds and this and that in your set. Dude, I'm at work, so like, okay, can you just not... Dude, I'm trying to work here. On a real though, influences. Give me them. You go 1-1-1, 1-1-1.
Recently, I would say Childhood's first album, well, the only album they've released, Lacuna, influenced us a lot. Okay. I think that whole like sort of taking the Roses sort of vibe with the bagginess, but then bringing it into a psyche sort of element. That hit a nerve of us, and we were like, that's interesting to us. Like,
we went to see Johnny Marr in like Bexhill or somewhere. Yeah. It was a really like secluded venue. It was really good, but we had no idea Childhood was supporting, and they're one of our favourite bands. So like, it was just great to see both of them.
I love that. I wanted to play a little game with you guys. Your most recent EP, right? It's called Fizzy Liquid, yeah. So you must be experts in fizzy liquids, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, we are. Yeah.
I'm going to ask you two questions, and the closest answer wins a beer. Coca-Cola was established in which year?
Oh,
And that is the 1800s. I'm going to say the 1870s. 1876.
1842.
1888. Jake, get yourself a motherfucking beer because you were 4 years off. You win. It was 1892. Coca-Cola was established.
Really? Yeah. That's my
favorite. Second question. Are you ready? Fanta. It's a popular drink. No. How many grams of sugar are in a can of Fanta?
12.
23. 77. Jacob, you win the bagging bear. It's 42 grams. White Room, you're a great band. But, so it's you three, Jake, Jacob, Tristan, and there's also Josie and Henry. If you guys were stuck in a white room, who would be the first one to get eaten and who would be the last man standing?
Henry would be the first to be eaten.
Why would Henry be the first to be eaten? Henry is the drummer, by the way.
I mean, he'd probably supply the most muscle mass, so he'd keep us going long enough.
I wouldn't say he's the most muscular, but I say he holds quite a lot. I think the ratio of muscle mass to fat mass, he wins with the muscle mass. So I'd quite like to eat his muscles.
Yeah, but bear in mind they're cousins.
He's my cousin.
So you're going to actually munch down on your cousin?
If it comes to it,
Tristan is going to munch on his cousin. I love it. No, you can't get fucking Deliveroo.
This
is a world without Deliveroo.
We love his pizza, we love you.
But who'd be the last man standing? That's what I want to know. This is when people get arrogant and feisty. I think Josie would be the last woman standing. No one's touching Josie. Last person standing.
I'm going to say me.
I'm going to say, I'd say myself, but...
If you're going to say yourself, then that's just fucking bullshit.
I've seen Jake munch on a man, and I'm going to vote for Jake. I wouldn't want him to munch on a man, but I've seen him munch on a man, and it isn't pretty. I vote Jake.
I just want to know what's going on, what's coming up, what shows you're doing, if you've got singles coming, albums, blah, blah, blah. I just want to know what the fuck is going on.
We're doing a tour for This Feeling coming up over October, not by November, which is going to be great. Get us all over the country, you know. They've been great to us. We love them.
That is a good little tour to get.
Single soon?
Oh, yeah. That's very true. Yeah, we're
releasing a single soon.
Very soon.
Very soon?
Very soon.
Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah, so no, we're doing a new track.
Does it have a name yet? It doesn't have a name. And I know it doesn't have a name.
It's like Delay Pedal 2.5 Nord 7.
What you don't know about these boys is that they name all their tracks by their pedals.
We really don't.
But what I want to plug is that these are all my homies and I love them so much. Can we have a big group hug?
Yeah. Oh. We've got a single out called Think Too Much. Look at it.
Oh yeah, Think Too Much. Single, they have. Well, these bunch of idiots are White Room.
Oh, natural revitalizing premium beverage.
We are live backstage at Reading and I'm joined by Jason from Five Finger Death Punch. So you've had a pretty jam-packed weekend. Leeds on Friday, you were in Germany last night, right? And then Reading today in about an hour. Are you looking forward to today's set?
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm awake now. We had four cappuccinos, two double espressos, and a lemon glazed poppy seed muffin.
And how's Europe treating you? Are we being nice? Are we looking after you?
I love coming here. It's never a problem. Obviously, there's just a little bit of jet lag out of the gate, and this is our third show back-to-back, so we've been hitting it pretty hard. We flew all night. We got into our hotel. We played our show, got on a plane, got into bed this morning at about 7 a.m., woke up at 10-something, came here. So
you're smashing it right now. You're living on adrenaline. So you obviously do a lot of gigs in America. You guys hail from the U.S. What's the difference between U.K. and U.S. Fans?
Well, UK is one of our favorite places. There's something happening here in the UK with our band. It's our third largest market. So whenever we come here, we notice that there's a great reception and that our popularity has grown to a really nice level.
You guys are huge, but I want to know the rocks. Obviously, I haven't seen you yet. We're about to go out there in a matter of minutes, but. How rock star does it get on stage? Do you guys like to stage dive, or is that not your thing?
Yeah, I mean, I won't stage dive because I have to play the guitar. But
yeah, you have to play the guitar.
I mean, Ivan, depending on what kind of mood he's in, he has no compunctions jumping into the audience.
I think that's a terrifying feat, you know.
It is, yeah, because you're relying on people to catch you.
And what's the top thing that you need to survive at every festival and gig you go to?
I like to drink a lot of Monster Energy drink.
Monster?
Monster, yeah.
Keeps you alive, right?
Well, it's good for sort of revving the engine a little. You know, sometimes we don't always get the sleep that we need, so the energy drink helps at least get us ready for the hour and a half that we have to deliver on stage.
And finally, before you go, what is the top tip that you would give to a young festival goer? First time festival, what do they need to do to survive?
Boots and water. There's a lot of people here that have muddy feet. So just remember, it does rain and it's a field with, you know, tens of thousands of people. You need boots.
It is a dirty, dirty festival. Well, good luck with your show. It's so nice to meet you.
Fucked up beyond all recognition.
Yeah! We play a game on our show called Desert Island Dicks. In this game, I get you to pick a song that you would hate to be stuck on a desert island with. But can you give it on behalf of Five Finger Death Punch?
Oh, God.
First one that comes into your head is always the right answer.
I was thinking about the... Who's saying Put Me In Cold, I'm Ready To Play? John Fogerty? Yeah, that one.
That's a good one. Well, thank you so much for joining us at FUBAR Radio. We hope to meet you again, and we're going to come out and rock out with you in a minute.
Monster every day.
By Overhang, the natural revitalizing premium beverage.
You're watching Fubar Radio. We're live at Reading. It's watch and listen and learn and live. I'm here with Skindred. Whoa! Bitch better have my money. How's it going, boys?
Good, yeah, yeah, cool.
I feel slightly scared now, I'm not going to lie.
Because of the fire?
Come yeah.
Bring the fire here. Do you get the firecracker?
When I say scared, I mean excited.
Yeah?
Are you guys excited to be at Reading Festival today?
I'm excited to be alive, baby.
Oh, I love you.
We came on stage. Really great show.
What was the vibe like? What were the crowd like?
They're really good. Yeah, I think because...
What t-shirts?
Well, like, that's what I was going to say. Like, we play so many, like, rock festivals, and Reading's not really, like, a rock festival as such anymore, you know? It always had the dance tent, always had, like hip-hop artists, always had, like, the comedy tent, all those things. But now it's, like, it's a lot more mixed. So, like, playing a festival like this where not everyone's, like, into, like, heavy guitar bands, and we are a heavy guitar band, you know? But there's all the people with, like, white t-shirts in the crowd, because usually it's just, like, a sea of black t-shirts, you know? It's really cool.
So they didn't come in the uniform, basically?
No, no, there's no uniforms, honey. Everyone's welcome.
Because I've come in the uniform. I'm ready. You've actually both got very good heads of hair.
Thank you very much.
And beard.
I shave.
I love it.
Yeah. I got
you've
a Turkish
grey in your beard.
Oh, yeah, it's cool, oh, yeah.
So, boys, obviously, you've done a lot of festivals before in the past.
Yeah,
and
man.
Is it a big difference between playing normal gigs?
Yeah.
Build up, isn't it?
Yeah, and do you know what? It's like a heavyweight fight.
Do you do many heavyweight fights?
Of course, all the time. Look at me. I couldn't do a lightweight fight, could I?
I'm definitely into heavyweight fighting.
What it is, for me, it's your chance, man.
Yeah.
It's your chance to grab new people in. Because the record business is pretty shitty. People don't make money like they used to, and they don't do it like they used to. But they do when they can make money. They try to do their best they can.
You're like the funnest Drake. People to interview in the world.
Is that the flow of Drake?
Yeah, it's kind of a bit Drakey, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I never knew. I'm got the shoes, Dr. Martin boots on the chick there. Scare, dreadlocks in the hair.
Skindred live at Reading Festival part 2. So summer's nearly over, but you guys are heading out on headline tour starting Halloween.
I know, scary, huh?
Yeah, we're going to America first. Yeah, like a couple of weeks time, we're doing like a bunch of club dates in America. Then we come back, have a week off.
Someone's ringing you.
Have a week off.
Hello.
Back off.
Yeah, yeah, we have a bit of time off, and then we some UK shows. Yeah, some like kind of like places that we didn't hit on the beginning of the tour, like when we started promoting Volume.
Yeah.
You know, it's like spots. Yeah, spots where people don't play all the time. I like
that. It must be fun to kick off a tour on Halloween, the UK tour on Halloween as well.
Yeah,
every now and then we do it. Yeah, sometimes we've been in a situation where we start a tour. And like towards the end of the year, we might start it on Halloween because people always want you to play on Halloween. You're hyping yourself up and then you have your first show.
Oh my God!
You want to be like really, really good and you're like building up to it. And we rehearse or whatever and we're like, we're ready to go. And then we all show up and like I'm dressed like a pumpkin or something and you're just sort of like...
Yeah, yeah.
And we play and it's like really, we don't have a good time because we're like trying to fiddle with the costumes and that.
I mean, a pumpkin is like a deep Halloween outfit, right?
You've done... I was an aubergine.
I've got my Devo out.
Yeah, he wants to do Devo.
That's been sorted for years.
I can't wait for this Halloween show. It's going to be sick.
Go there.
Yeah?
For real, though.
I'm going to come down. I'd love to come down.
It's in fucking Southend on Sea now.
Chinnery's.
Love that vibe.
Chinnery's. Watch the way out we do for waiting. Chinnery's. You can have that. That's bass.
Low.
That's bass right now.
That's low.
So, what's the weirdest thing a fan's ever done for you guys?
That dildo was fucking huge, that girl brought.
That's crazy.
Fucking thick dildo like that.
Are you being serious?
I'm telling you. This fucking girl comes on, she said, will you sign my dildo? It's about that fucking big. I said, you don't use that, do you? She said, of course I do.
She definitely will after you signed it.
That's what she said. It's just strong, really big one.
The pen and all that. Yeah. Worry about Thrush and stuff like that.
Thrush? I cannot believe we just started talking about Thrush.
Oh, I'm the best for Thrush, me. Serious. That's my girl, man. Like, just won't leave me alone.
So, boys, what is your top tips for surviving a festival like Reading?
Keep away from people with Thrush. No, top tip is dress like him, man. Wear the...
I just said that to you.
Yeah. I'm Cub Scout. Like, I, you know, like, I'm...
You're ready for all weathers.
I am. I tend to, like, nowadays, I want to be comfortable.
No, with you, sweet.
So, drink lots of water. Yeah, key.
Not booze.
Moderation, man. Everything in moderation.
These guys have got good suggestions. Won't die and you'll be warm. I play a game on my show called Desert Island Dicks. And I want Skindred to tell me what your worst possible song is that you could be stuck with on a desert island.
Fucking birdie song over and over again.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Fucking haunted. And that weird whistle that comes in halfway through. Like psycho.
I think this is going to be a good one. What is... Because I feel like Skindred have probably got a fucking amazing pre-stage ritual. What is your pre-stage ritual?
We ain't got nothing.
We don't really have one. We all kind of get in our own space and sort ourselves out. Before we go on stage, we just like...
Boom.
Tap fists and we're like...
He loves it. Boom.
I see some bands. They all like huddle around and do like... Yeah. Their chants or like weird rhymes and things like that. And it's like a bit like...
We got into it,
didn't we? No. I think... We'll and to do it down. Now, they've got a proper song.
Yeah.
They do a song that they sing. Crossfaith.
Crossfaith.
They do a thing. Yeah.
A bit like the hacker. Some people do like the hacker.
Helicopter.
Like if we start doing the hacker each other.
Nick our helicopter as well. Go on, the hacker. Yeah. Some bands do the hacker before they
if
go on.
If we started doing that now, though, it'd be really weird because we've been together so long. If we were like, okay, this is what we do now.
I think that would actually put you off now to do a weird pre-stage ritual.
Yeah. There's little instances.
You got to do it with Dad.
And before we go, obviously you're Welsh and you lived in Wales for a long time. We were doing this off camera, but can you teach me how to speak in Welsh?
Yes, I can.
Go on, let's go.
Where are you going now, then, Bat? Come here or my mother's going to fucking kill you.
Where are you going then, Bat?
Now, then.
Come here,
I'm going to fucking kill you.
Come here or my mother is going to fucking kill you.
Come here or my mother is going to fucking kill you.
My mother's going to kill you. Come here or my mother is going to fucking kill you.
Come here or my mother is going to fucking kill you.
Johnny Rotten. Johnny Rotten.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys, for coming to have a chat with us. This has been Fubar Radio with the absolute lads, Skindred. I'm sorry. I got so excited about high-fiving.
Cool,
I nearly dropped the mic.
You keep
sponsored by Overhang, the natural revitalizing premium beverage.
I'm here with the boys from Rome. So, boys, you're about to go on stage. Do you get the sort of pre-game nerves at festivals?
Not that much.
I didn't for Leeds, so I don't know, but it might be different because our parents are here.
Are they? So it's a family festival today.
And the thing is, like I won't get nervous going in front of, like, 2,000 people, but as soon as like your parents come and people you know are here, you get a little bit nervous.
Your mum is watching. That's the scary thing. Do you guys swear on stage?
No.
Especially not today.
I do sometimes between songs, not in songs, but sometimes I'll accidentally swear, yeah.
What would happen if you swore in front of your parents today?
Oh, I swear in front of my parents. They don't care. They know I'm hot.
I do not swear in front of my parents at all.
So you'd be in trouble, but you'd be fine. Obviously, you've got a lot of young fans here today. It's a big, big festival. What would you advise to these young fans as tips for surviving a festival like this? I mean, it's raining, so it's the perfect day for survival tips.
Bring wellies, which we didn't do.
Yes, bring wellies. I actually have wellies here now, so I'm going to wear them at some point. Bring wellies. Bring maybe like a phone charger thing, one of those bricks.
Wet wipe.
Yeah. Don't buy single ply tents. You need like double. You need that.
Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs, kids. You heard it here first. So boys, before you go, because I know you've got to run off and actually do some performing, we play a little game on our show called Desert Island Dicks. What I want you to tell me is, on behalf of Rome, so you've got to do this together, what is the worst possible song you can imagine being stuck on a desert island with? There's one that I know has popped into your head that you don't want to say out loud, and that is the one that is the Desert Island Dick.
What is it?
Robbie Williams.
No, right, listen.
We can't stand it.
I won't have this, because me and Matt love Robbie Williams, and we listen to Robbie Williams a lot in the van, and I would love to have Robbie Williams.
Me and Sam are like, literally do one.
I think Robbie's great. I'd let him entertain.
Okay, so you think Robbie?
I don't think Robbie. I think if I can keep Robbie on the island, I'll keep Robbie on the island.
So you'd be happy on the island and you'd be really sad.
He's got loads of albums. They're all sick.
You heard it here first. Half of Rome hate Robbie Williams.
Dislike.
Well, thank you so much, guys. Good luck today. I hope you smash it. We're going to come and watch you, and hopefully you can come and catch us in the studio sometime.
Yes. Yeah.
Tell me that we're losing time. Grown into the skin of mine. Grown into the skin of mine.